Good evening, I'm Christian Esguerra, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things more clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's begin by dissecting the news. A group of teachers is calling for a health break as COVID-19 cases continue to rise, particularly in Metro Manila and nearby provinces. Today, the health department reported a record 32,246 new cases, with nearly half of those tested turning out positive. Tonight, we'll look into the plight of teachers struggling to keep the education system going despite their own health issues during the pandemic. Be part of our discussion. Send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is Mr. Raymond Basilio. He is the Secretary General of the Alliance of Concerned Teachers. Good evening, Raymond, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Good evening, Christian, and good evening to our viewers as well.
Okay, I understand your group is calling for a two-week health break. Talk to us about the reasons behind this. I understand you conducted a survey.
Well, primarily the reason behind is we wanted to give our teachers the chance to take care of themselves. As based on the survey that we conducted 2 days ago, 55% of those who participated in the survey indicated that they have the symptoms of COVID, no? They have a flu. Ang ilan sa kanila may sipon, ubo, iba-ibang karanasan eh, yung meron yung ating mga teachers ngayon. And we all know that the surge is taking its toll to the residents of Metro Manila. And it's very hard for us to continue doing what we are doing right now despite this surge that we are experiencing.
Okay, when you say 55% of those who participated in the survey, how many are we talking about?
Based on the latest data that we had, around 9,000, more than 9,000 teachers already participated in this survey. And that's 55% of the participants indicated that actually they are sick, no? But they are still functioning, they are still teaching.
Okay, so meron sila mga sintomas ng COVID-19. Tapos, lumabas din po ba sa survey nyo kung ilan yung actually yung confirmed na COVID cases doon sa mga teachers na napasama sa survey?
Doon sa survey natin, hindi na natin na makuha ito, no, dahil nga sa usapin ng data privacy. Pangalawa, many of our teachers opted to conduct the testing through the yung self-administered antigen test, ano? Kasi napakamahal po ng RT-PCR at mismo yung antigen, napakamahal din po, no? And these are not given for free. Kaya talagang yung option ay ganun, no? So unofficial yung mga ganun na mga results. Pero alam naman natin, kapag may sintomas ka, nag-positive ka dun sa self-administered na antigen test, ay alam mo na yun, no?
So all of those teachers are now under quarantine, no? Self-quarantine, is that correct?
Yes po, nagkaganon na tayo, no? Naka-quarantine na po, naka-quarantine yung maraming mga teachers natin. Pero nga sinasabi nila, no, habang hirap na hirap sila magsalita, inuubo, nagsisipon, ay currently nagkaklase pa rin. No? May option na binibigay sa kanila na mag-file ng leave, pero alam naman po natin, ang ating pong mga teachers sa public schools, kapag hindi po kami nagturo, ay wala po kaming sweldo. No? No work, no pay po kami, kahit kung magkasakit kami, wala po kaming sick leave.
Wait. No work, no pay ang mga public school teachers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes po. No work, no pay po tayo, no? Kapag po lumiban ang mga teachers sa kanilang klase at wala kang nakahandang service credit o yung araw na nagtrabaho ka on a holiday, ay nakaka-earn po kasi kami ng service credit noon kapag nagtrabaho kami sa isang holiday or weekend, so may service credit kami, no? Parang nakaabang. Pero pag wala kami noon, ay wala na po kaming sweldo, no? Hindi po kami kagaya ng ibang empleyado na may mga nakaabang na sick leave privileges.
Hindi ba, dati nang kalakaran to, Raymond? Because, of course, on its face, it's very unfair for the teachers. And are you talking here of teachers with plantilla positions in public schools?
Yes po. That's why we filed a bill in the House of Representatives right now that our teachers be given this 30-day sick leave, no? Kasi currently, wala po tayo, no? Ito po kasi ang substitute nila doon sa usapin ng ang mga teachers natin kapag summer ay may sweldo. Kaya wala kaming sick leave, no? Kaya bawal po kayo magkasakit. during the duration of classes.
Okay, mahirap pa rin yun, no? So, well, this is subject of another discussion, pero that is very unfair for the teachers, no? Kasi nagkakasakit niya, eh. Basically, in the line of duty, yun ang pinag-uusapan natin dito, no? So, when you talk about the members of the Alliance of Concerned Teachers, are you guys mainly teaching in the basic education?
Well, we have members also from the higher educational institutions, both public and private. Ganun din po, no, sa mga private elementary and secondaries.
Okay, so in total, gaano karami yung membership niyo?
Well, we have around 210,000 members nationwide.
Okay, 210,000 members. Now, have you officially communicated with the Department of Education and also the Commission on Higher Education regarding your concerns, specifically your call for a 2-week health break?
Well, sa Commission on Higher Education kasi you need to apply that sa bawat university. At right now, no, may mga nakikita na po tayo na nag-i-implement na sila ng health break. Ano? With the Department of Education, ay officially na-turn down na yung proposal, no, with the statement ng Department of Education kanina na hindi feasible para sa kanila yung health break. Kami po ay continuously nag-aapila, no, na mapagbigyan ito. No? Tama naman, hindi naman namin kinakalitan yung responsibilidad namin sa kabataang Pilipino. Ngunit tingnan din po natin yung kalagayang pangkalusugan ng ating mga guro. Napakahirap magturo habang iniinda mo din yung mga napakaraming karamdaman na andyan sa katawan mo at andyan sa pamilya mo. No? So, sabi nga namin, tingnan naman yung aming kalagayan.
Okay, ikaw, for instance, in your case, Raymond, how was your experience been, especially during this latest surge of the Omicron variant? You're wearing face mask now. Are you also showing symptoms of the virus?
May ubo po tayo at sipon tayo at may sinat and been into quarantine since the 5th of the month. No? So,
And you're handling which year levels?
Well, right now, I'm purely handling organizational matters. Ano? As the Secretary General, na tayo po in charge sa lahat ng mga chapters ng union sa buong bansa.
Okay.
So, currently not teaching.
So, ano yung reasons given by the Department of Education nung sinabi mo kanina, no, na hindi, mukhang hindi feasible yung 2-week health break being sought by the Alliance of Concerned Teachers?
Well, isang binabanggit nila, may ACAD break naman daw by end of the month, no? At pangalawa ay naka-distance learning naman daw, no? Yun na nga pong problema, no? Naka-distance learning tayo pero hindi naman po naka-separate sa atin yung COVID-19, hindi naka-separate yung mga problema kinakaharap natin. Yung ang sinasabi ko, alam mo sa distance learning, mas doble yung hirap na pagtuturo eh. Nung face-to-face kasi, once na nagturo kami, isang bagsakan lang nung klase, tapos na, no? Ngayon, we continue to discuss our lesson from morning to afternoon, no? Kasi kapag hindi nakapasok yung klase sa umaga, magtatanong siya sa tanghali, may magtatanong sa hapon, may magtatanong sa gabi, magdi-discuss kami para sa kanila. At talagang nakakapagod po ito.
Hindi nyo ba ginagawa yung mga recorded lectures, for instance? Kunwari, may mga absent na estudyante sa morning session. Pag naka-record yung discussion, pwede nilang balikan, let's say, through Google Drive?
Well, it's not working for our students. Napakahirap po mag-handle ng elementary and high school students. No, you need to encourage them first and foremost to learn, no? At talagang hanap pa ng paraan kung paano sila may engage. Actually, ang mga teachers, maliban po sa pagkaklase, hirap na hirap po kayo magkumbinsi sa mga estudyante na pumasok sila online, no? Dahil na nga rin sa usaping gastos, pangalawa, usapin ng gadget, at pangatlo, yung environment, no, na meron yung ating mga learners.
Okay. So far, ano yung situation in terms of possible assistance being given to teachers? Meron ba? Or kanya-kanya, depende on the LGUs concerned where a teacher is situated? For instance, meron bang specific help or assistance coming from the Department of Education?
Diyan yung sinasabi natin, Christian, na sana all. Ano? Alam mo, magtatatlong taon na tayo sa pandemya and ni Singpong Duling ay wala pong ayudang natatanggap ang ating mga kaguruan mula sa departamento kapag sila ay nagkakasakit na COVID-19 man, may mga yumao, no, sa COVID-19 at wala po talagang natanggap dito. Mas may natanggap yung mga teachers mula sa mga organizations nila at mula doon sa kanila, sa local government units.
But from the DepEd, wala?
Wala po. sad to
wala,
say,
wala ba kayong ongoing dialogue dyan? For instance, kunwari in testing, di ba, it's very much needed these days. Merong again call for increased testing kasi ang dami nagkakasakit. Although the guideline or the guidance coming from many experts also is that as long as you, the moment that you exhibit symptoms of COVID-19, don't wait to get tested anymore. Isolate already. Diba? So para mas walang mahawa. Pero in terms of testing, meron bang direction when it comes to discussions regarding that? Baka naman mabigyan kayo ng mas murang antigen test kits or access to those?
Well, ang sinasabi ng DepEd ay may libre ang PhilHealth. Ano? Once na member ka ng PhilHealth, ay dapat libre ka sa testing. At pupunta ka sa public hospitals, no? Doon sa mga public testing sites. No? Ang problema po dito, napakahaba po ng pila dito. Pangalawa, ang tagal po lumabas ng results. No? Lumabas po yung result, magaling ka na, tapos na yung COVID-19 mo. So, ibig sabihin po, nakahawa ka na or... worst, baka hindi mo alam, ay mamatay ka na kasi talaga napakabagal po ng kondito. Kasi dito po bumabagsak eh, yung kasabay po dyan, yung community testing, lahat-lahat na po yan. Kaya talagang ang option po ng ating mga teachers ay sa private magpa-test. As to free antigen kits, wala po tayong ganyan na natatanggap mula sa department. Nag-request po ba kami? Since last year po, nangungulit na po kami sa Department of Education at lagi-lagi po nang sinasabi, wala po silang pondo dyan at yan po ay function daw ng health department at hindi po nila.
How about yung mga home care kits? Kasi kahapon, we were speaking with Health Undersecretary Leopoldo Vega and then sabi niya, home care kits would be distributed by the Department of Health to the different regional offices and then yung distribution will be most likely handled by the local government units because they are very much in touch with those who would need them. Kung sino yung talagang meron mga sintomas. And then, he made it very clear na ang RT-PCR test, for instance, provided for free by the government. But again, you mentioned you have to go to government hospitals or centers. Yung sinasabi yung matagal na turnover nung resulta, I think that has to do especially these days with the number of cases or samples that they have been handling, no? So, for example, yung mga home care kits, wala bang discussion, for example, with school districts, with the DepEd, kung pwede mabigyan yung mga teachers to help them at home?
Sa ngayon, wala pa po tayong monitor na ganyan, ano? Maliban po doon sa dati po, alam namin yung Quezon City government ay nagbibigay po sa ating mga teachers. Pero coming from the Department of Health saka sa Department of Education, eh baka po may parating. So we welcome that and handa po tayo magkipag-ugnayan, no, sa kanila.
Pero so far, largely dependent on the local government units?
Opo, kanya-kanya po talaga. At again, batay din po sa kapasidad ng local government units, ano? Sa probinsya po, malalayan kasi wala namang pondo yung local government units para sa mga teachers dahil mas siyempre kailangan unahin yung general population, no, na mas nangangailangan.
Do you have any information as to the number of teachers among your members who have been fully vaccinated and boosted?
Well, hindi namin kuha yung data ngayon pero ang alam namin sa DepEd, no, that's 60% of the teaching population right now na vaccinated. Largely yan ay nasa National Capital Region. Sa probinsya, yung usapin po kasi talaga ng supply ay matindi pa rin.
Mm-hmm. Pero wala namang problema sa hesitancy among teachers?
Well, existing po yan, no? Kaya nga po yung panawagan namin sa DepEd ay maging mas aggressive dun sa information and education campaign, no? Para ipaitindi at masagot yung mga kumakalat na mga haka-haka. Ang problema po kasi natin, lalong-lalo po sa probinsya, wala naman pong available na health expert na sasagot doon sa mga katanungan, no? Kasi mo may mga kwento na nagpabakuna si ganito, nagkaganito yung katawan niya, and wala lang nag-i-explain yan sa ating mga kababayan, kaya tumitindi yung takot sa hanay nila. So sa tingin namin, kayang-kayang sagutin yung mga agam-agam na ito at kailangan lang nating ayusin yung ating information and education campaign.
Okay, now let's go to your experience over the past 2 years in the pandemic. Now, inintroduce tong blended learning modalities by the Department of Education. Of course, ang appeal nila was to give this a chance. Understandably, because all of us were adjusting to the new setup, to the pandemic. At this point, after 2 years, I'd like to know your experience, the experience of your teachers, the members of the Alliance of Concerned Teachers, as to the problems that you're able to identify when it came to the blended learning modalities. Ano yung mga salient points that authorities would have to know so that they can be improved? Because I understand this is here to stay. Understandably, even sa private sector, talagang hindi na completely mawawala yung ano, yung distance learning option.
Yun na nga po. No? Alam mo, the past months ay busy po tayo sa pag-iikot sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Pilipinas. And they were able to document the situation of our teachers and learners in different areas of the country. Namamayani po yung usapin talaga ng pagbibigay ng Department of Education kung sa pangangailangan ng distance learning. No? Halimbawa po dito, nanatiling problema ng mga teachers natin yung gadget. No? Wala silang mga laptop computers, yung access nila sa internet, access nila sa technology, yung training, training para maturuan yung mga teachers natin how to develop gamit ng mga kabataan sa communities. No? Pangalawa, seryosong problema po yung usapin ng kawalan ng sapat na interaction, lalong-lalo na dun sa ating mga far-flung areas. The distance learning will not work, no? Dun sa mga areas na ito. Kasi halimbawa, sino ba ang aasahan natin na tuturo, magtuturo dun sa mga bata na ang kanilang mga magulang mismo ay hindi nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral, hindi marunong magsulat, magbasa, no? Hindi po kakayanin ng teacher na isa-isang turuan yung mga bata gamit ang cellphone kasi wala naman po internet signal sa mga areas na ito, no? So kailangan po talagang ayusin ito at kailangan pag-aralan yung epektibong pamamaraan ng pag-i-introduce ng tunay na blended learning. Kapag sinabi po kasi natin tunay na blended, combination po ito ng face-to-face saka ng distance learning modality, no? So pwedeng magkita once a week, twice a week, pwedeng ganun, ano? So paano yung mekanismo? Kailangan natin gawin ito, no? Kasi nakakatakot na po. Dalawang taon na po tayo na nasa distance learning at sasabihin po namin, napakalaki po ng learning loss na nangyari. Hindi po gumagana yung sistema ang meron tayo.
Kaya very interesting yung susunod ng mga assessment, may mga national assessment para makita ko ano yung nag-i-epekto ng pandemic doon sa education outcomes sa mga estudyante. Kung mas natuto ba o nabawasan. Kasi they streamlined the curriculum, understandably, no? They focus on the core programs or subjects. Tama, di ba?
Tama ka dyan, Christian. Ano? Pero sa amin lang, sana nag-focus na lang tayo sa reading and writing on the basic. Kasi ang totoo po, no? In the next year, we will have grade 5 or grade 6 students na hindi marunong magbasa, magsulat. At mas nakakatakot po yan. Kasi later on, mag-high school po sila. At ano po yung level ng kaalaman na nakuha nila. And again, we cannot blame the students. Isa din, we cannot blame the teachers, no? Para-parehas po tayong biktima ng kalagayan na ito. Pero tingin nga namin, baka natuto tayo dapat sa karanasan ng napakaraming bansa na hindi naman sila nagpaka-strict academic, no? Doon sa kanilang education program for the past 2 years. Pero in-ensure nila na yung basic ay nakukuha ng bawat learners. Sa atin, hindi eh, no? Nagpumilit pa rin tayo na mag-adhere doon sa isang strict na curriculum. And yet, hindi naman natin nakikita paano nga ba yung absorption ng mga bata dito.
Okay. Yung mga support when it came to training, I understand, di ba, before the start of the, before this was rolled out, there were training sessions conducted for teachers all over the country. Tapos isa sa mga tanong doon yung access to gadgets, laptops, internet connection. Nagkaroon ba ng support institutionally for those aspects of teaching? Kunwari, nagkaroon ba kayo ng suporta para mas magkaroon kayo ng access to internet na mas mura, for instance?
Alam mo, Christian, ang pinapangako sa amin, matagal na yung computer, halimbawa magtatatlong taon na po tayo sa pandemya, hindi pa rin po hawak ng mga teachers itong laptop computers. Pangalawa, suporta sa internet. Binigyan po na suporta. Ano yung suporta ang binigay? SIMPAC po yung binigay, no? Single network. Hindi po ganun yung kalakaran sa Pilipinas. We know that the problem here is iba-ibang areas, iba-ibang network yung malakas. Kaya nangyayari po, yung mga SIM card po na ito ay nakatabi kasi hindi nagagamit, no? in many areas. At pangatlo, ay naibaon na po ata ito sa limot, no? Kasi after November ay wala na po kami narinig kung gumagana pa yung mga SIM cards nito. So we reiterate our call. Ang kailangan namin hindi SIM card, na kailangan namin yung cost assistance na bahala na si teacher kung saan network siya bibili ng load para magkaroon siya ng internet connectivity sa kanyang bahay.
Magkano ba nire-request yung cash assistance for this?
Yeah, we've been calling for 1,500 pesos per month, no?
Per month.
Ito kasi yung basic eh. Basic na gastusin sa internet. Sa totoo lang, hindi po yan excessive. Basic na connection na po yan, no? At yan po yung ginagamit ng mga teachers natin sa NCR. Hindi po yan 1,500, no? Nasa 3,000 ngayon. Iba yung connection eh. Pero yung 1,500 lang yung hinihingi namin. Until now, hindi pa po yan napagbibigyan ng pamahalaan. So sagot na naman ng mga teachers itong gastusin sa internet.
Okay. Finally, Raymond, I'm curious about the issue of assessment. Kasi nga, nasa blended learning system tayo ngayon, no? So I've been hearing stories coming from parents, teachers, and even students. Not just in basic education, even in college, no? Parang nagkakaroon daw ng issue when it came to proper assessment. Yung parabang ang daming tumaas ang grades because of the pandemic. Parang pinapalusot na lang kasi nga we're in a pandemic, no? So, ano yung mga nakikita niyo yung realidad dyan when it came to properly assessing students, mga pupils sa grade school, at saka dun sa kung meron ba talaga silang natututunan?
Well, ang isang basic dyan, ano, alam mo yung teacher kasi nakikita niya na eh kung may natutunan yung bata sa klase sa bawat quarters ng isang school year, no? Kaya ang manifestation po dyan, no, sa totoo lang, yung submission ng modules, hindi nakakapag-submit ng modules. Tapos pag nag-submit ng modules ng isang bagsakan lahat, tapos makikita namin hindi nila sulat kamay, no? Yung mga ganon, hindi nagpa-participate sa online discussion kasi napakaraming mga factors. Walang internet, walang gadget, or hindi nabasa yung module, no? Or hindi naintindihan yung module. Kaya sa bahagi po din namin, hindi namin kayang mag-rigid doon sa assessment kasi kasalanan ba ng bata na hindi niya maintindihan yung content ng module na binabasa niya? Yan yung tanong eh, no? Kasi ang pinaka-primary po talaga, dun sa survey namin last year, when we asked the teachers and the students nationwide, 70% po dun sa survey namin nagsabi, hindi self-learning yung mga materials na ginagamit natin. Kaya kailangan po din talaga i-evaluate yung mga learning materials na ginagamit natin. Tunay bang self-learning ang mga ito? Kapag sinabi mong self-learning kasi, with or without the assistance of the teacher or an adult, ay naiintindihan mo yung content, no? Kasi yun po ang prinsipyo ng distance learning. Eh ang problema po natin, yung mga modules po na ginagamit natin ngayon, hinugot lamang natin dun sa mga libro na ginagamit natin sa face-to-face classes. So, problematic po yun.
That's a very good point that you raised, no? Sana ma-address yan. Kasi nga, napaka-basic yan, eh. Baka na-overlook ng iba, no? Iba yung mode of teaching based on the modules that were provided to them. Kung kinuha lang naman yun nandun na ginagamit na during face-to-face arrangement. So, well, thank you very much, Raymond, for joining us tonight on the program.
Thank you very much, Christian.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break after the fact. We'll be right back.